Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gamecock fans, nobody should ever be able to define you. Nobody should ever be able to limit you, myself included. I am known for having a few things to say, choice words about the Gamecock football program from time to time. Nobody should ever be able to limit you and what you can achieve and limit your potential. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing. If you are a Gamecock fan, you can beat Kentucky this weekend. This is a very winnable game for you against Kentucky this weekend. Kentucky has a stout defense. They're among the leaders in the country in points allowed, averaging allowing just 15 points a game. They have a very stout defense. They don't have a very explosive offense. And there's every chance in the world they're going to be without their star quarterback. Okay? Every chance in the world. As a matter of fact, Will Levis may not play. And he is a surefire first-round pick in the NFL draft coming up in April. Okay? So I get the fact that you guys are annoyed, that people have had their thumbs on you, that people have kicked you while you're down, that you may think that I've been critical of you, and at times I have, okay? But your potential is not limited by Mark Ryan. Your potential is not limited by your past, okay? And I can't find a single Gamecock fan, Diesel, who doesn't believe that their potential is limited by their past. You continue to hear things like, well, Will Muschamp did a really nice job his first few years. And, you know, today the article was Shane Beamer has a chance to be the only coach at South Carolina to go to a bowl game his first 2 years. Oh, my God, that's the standard? Like, this is the standard? Nobody sets your standard in life but you. Nobody sets that standard for you in life. And if somebody will not let you burst out of their shell and surprise you, if you feel like in your life your potential is being limited because this person in your life or that person in your life never is going to give you credit for anything, never is going to believe that you accomplished anything, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Because when you start fresh, man, your future is so bright that you need shades. And that's where the Gamecock program is. You are exactly and right where you thought you would be. You knew you would be 3-2 after 5 games. Everything is right in front of you. And folks, should Will Levis not play on Saturday, Gamecock fans, wait for it, should expect to win the game. You should expect to beat Kentucky. You should expect to beat them on the road. Think for a minute how the entire tenor of the program will change if you are able to pull off that victory. Think about it for a minute. You know what you're expecting. You know what you're worried about. You're worried that it's going to be 24-3 at halftime, and everyone's going to be saying, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. The same old South Carolina. But that script has not been written yet. Your future has not been defined. Your potential right now has no ceiling. And so do not let anybody put their thumbs on you and ruin your enjoyment of the season. Oh, Mark, it's funny to hear you say that. You are the biggest Gamecock hater around. No, I'm not. I've always just shot straight with you about the Gamecocks. I love a lot of what Shane Beamer is doing. I love the fact that he's done one of the most difficult things anyone could possibly do in changing a culture. He's done it at a place with a negative culture overnight. How could anybody not love the recruiting rankings that that he's producing, the blue chips that he's producing? One more blue chip for Shane Beamer, and he'll have more blue chips committed in a single class than Muschamp or Spurrier ever did. The next blue chip that he has commit will give him more four or five stars in a single class than anybody has ever had at South Carolina. I love the positive vibe that surrounds the program. I love the belief that exists in the program. Okay? It's time for the fans to stop limiting themselves and to stop expecting less. You will get in life, my friends, what you expect. And it's time to get the people the hell out of your life that do not believe you can achieve anything.
It's okay to set high expectations and fall short. Mom, Mark, do you remember that that caller that we had when we were talking about Gamecocks expectations preseason, and we reiterated that the audience themselves came up with this 8-win total? Success is 8 wins. And when he hears us talking about it after the fact, he calls in, "Well, Mark, you got to understand, man, like our history, we've never really had a team that wins like this. You know, it's been a long time, and maybe we should back off those expectations and say 6 wins is a success." No, dude, that's not how it works. It's okay to set high expectations and not reach them. It's not okay to set low expectations and then beat your chest and say, "Hey, look what we did."
Yet never let anybody define for you either what your expectations are. You know, never let anyone who doesn't think you're going to amount to much create your future, right? Quote, "I don't see what's so special about Mark. How did he meet somebody special? I don't see what's so special about him. Why haven't I met?" This is his quote. "Why haven't I met my Angela? I don't see what's so special about Mark." Like, get those people out of your life. Get them the hell out of your life. You define your potential. Gamecocks, you define what you can achieve this season. Nobody else does. What do I think you can achieve this season? Either you can finish the season in the top 25. That's what I think you can achieve. That is my opinion. Okay, but even I have no right to limit what is possible within you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.